Blessed be the name of the Lord. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm your brother Cornelius Malachi Sheyin from Kaduna, Nigeria. I thank the Lord for this opportunity given to me to speak to us for this week. Thank you, brother Andrew Piri, brother Jesse Zima. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you, all the servants of God, whom God has been using to bless us richly. Thank you, all that have been the entire saints on this platform. I pray, believing that the Lord will continue to bless us to get better in the knowledge of Him until Christ is forming us. For this week, to begin with, we are looking at a topic: what is the true gospel? The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Now, the word gospel means good news. Now, good news for what? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many preach, and what they preach, when you come to our church, you receive healing, you receive material breakthrough, and when the people come, what they are looking forward is what we advertise to them. That has been the focus of many people whom have been going to church, but their focus has not been on the main thing. Now, the gospel is about Jesus Christ dying for our sin. For according to the book of Matthew, the son which Mary will give birth to will be called Jesus, for he will save his people from his sin, from their sins. God sent Jesus Christ to die for our sin. And this is the reason why the gospel is a good news to save mankind from sin. And if that is not what we are preaching, then we are not preaching the real gospel. There is a commercial gospel which has dominated more than the real gospel. In fact, the real gospel is not heard by many, but they have heard about Jesus. But it's just about Jesus, the healer, physically, Jesus, the provider of their material needs. Now, if we look at the book of Acts, Acts chapter 20, from verse 20 to 21, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but I've shown you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, the repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that was the message Paul was preaching. And the gospel, there is nothing like gospel to the Jews and gospel to the Gentiles different. The gospel is one, and it's all about man repenting towards God and having faith in Jesus Christ. When man fell, blessed be the name of the Lord, man fell and he fell into many things. One of the things, he became religious. One of the things, he became an idol worshiper. He worshiped himself and worshiped other things. Now, repentance towards God is to make a U-turn. That is the kind of repentance that should happen before water baptism. Repentance is not about stop drinking, stop smoking. As the main thing, rather, is about stop trusting in yourself, stop trusting in any other thing but in the Lord Jesus Christ, in God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To trust in God as the all in all and his provision, which is Jesus Christ. For there is no other means where we can please God or we can be saved except through Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When John was baptizing and he saw Jesus Christ, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, this is he who takes away the sin of the world." Hallelujah. Now, the gospel is about lifting Christ. It's about telling people what Jesus has done and making them to understand that salvation is by grace. Many times, people are taught wrongly, and you hear someone saying, "I want to stop this, I want to stop that because I want to make heaven." Blessed be the name of the Lord. But in reality, God has made a provision. Now, when man fell, it is God that can seek after man. Man cannot seek after God and find God. It is God that made the provision. Just like when Adam sinned, it was God that provided the lamb for Adam and Eve to cover them. When Abraham was to offer sacrifice unto God, it was God that provided the lamb for Abraham. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, concerning us on the issue of getting saved, we are only going to get saved by what God provided, and which is Jesus Christ. For Jesus is the one whom God has made for us righteousness, wisdom, redemption, sanctification. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, for one to boast before God on any other thing is a sin, a part of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only one we can boast, we can hold to boast before God. So, Paul was going from house to house. He was not teaching mysteries. Because mysteries are not important to one that is not saved. What he needs is to be saved first. So the main thing he was preaching was for the people to repent, to make a U-turn from self-exaltation, self-satisfaction, idolatry, the law, that is the self-righteousness of man, and to turn to God. for God to show you or show us the provision he has for us, and which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because no one knows the Son except by the Father, and no one knows the Father except by the Son. So I encourage us, in whatsoever we do, in word or in deed, let it be that Christ only should be glorified. Salvation from beginning to the end is in looking unto Jesus Christ. It is God that started the salvational process, is the one that will finish it. So I believe and I pray that the Lord will continue to reveal to us his provision, the true gospel. For it is in true gospel that Christ is revealed from faith to faith. And as we behold him in the true gospel, we shall be changed from glory to glory. I pray the Lord bless his word in our hearts. Shalom.